Unit 16. Flourish, fade, decay, fascinate, archaeologist, debate, invasion, drought, dense, preserve, legacy, posterity, peninsula, reclaim, zealous, brilliant, unspoiled, innumerable, unearth, marvel, achievement, linguistic, advance, translation, sophisticated. Many civilizations flourished and faded more than a millennium ago, and the mysteries of their decays have fascinated archaeologists ever since. Although experts debate whether it was an invasion or the effects of drought that spelled the end of the Maya, all agree that it was the dense jungle that preserved their cultural legacy for posterity. The Mayan world that spread from the Yucatan Peninsula to the tropical lowlands of Honduras, Guatemala, and Belize was ultimately reclaimed by the jungle. Hidden from the zealous Spanish conquistadors, the monuments of this brilliant Mesoamerican culture survived unspoiled. Over the last century, innumerable Mayan records have been unearthed, giving the modern world an opportunity to marvel at this people's achievements. Now, linguistic advances have enabled more precise translations of Mayan texts. The Maya were the only pre-Hispanic culture to develop a sophisticated writing system.
Unit 17. Donate. Inform. Reject. Positive. Chief. Infection. Liver. Blessing. Disguise. Treatment. Progress. Avail. Confusion. Blame. Gathering. Transmit. Handler. Some of the thousands who donated blood after the September 11th attacks received letters informing them that their blood was rejected because it tested positive for various diseases, chief among them hepatitis, an infection of the liver. This seemingly bad news could be a blessing in disguise. Hepatitis treatments have progressed rapidly in recent years, but to avail yourself of them, you first have to know what you're infected with. Hepatitis doesn't usually get the kind of public attention given to, say, cancer or heart disease. So there's a lot of confusion about just what it is and what can be done to treat or prevent it. Three viruses, A, B, and C, cause most of the problems, and treatment depends on which virus is to blame. Hepatitis A is the one you hear about when it strikes at restaurants, picnics, or other large gatherings. Neither bloodborne nor generally fatal, it's easily transmitted by an infected food handler.
Unit 18. Criminal. Defendant. Guilty. Patient. Suspend. Prison. Sentence. Verdict. Criterion. Legal. Modify. Former. Multiple. Claim. Inject. Solution. Indict. District. Prosecutor. In Japan's first test of a doctor's criminal liability in a euthanasia case, the defendant has been found guilty of unlawfully killing his patient, but was given only a suspended prison sentence. In presenting his verdict, the judge also produced a new list of criteria for the legal use of euthanasia, the first time these conditions have been modified in over 30 years. The defendant was Dr. S., a 38-year-old former assistant professor at K University Hospital. In April 1991, he was treating a 58-year-old man with multiple myeloma who had a life expectancy of only a few days. Acting on what he claimed were repeated requests from the family, he injected the patient with 20 milliliters of potassium chloride solution, which causes the heart to stop and death to occur in a matter of minutes. Dr. S. was indicted by the Yokohama District Prosecutor's Office.
Unit 19. Reaction. Terror. Thus. Incapable. Distinguish. Casual. Symptom. Addict. Notion. Exhaust. Cope. Highway. Address. Refuge. Pill. Drive. Authority. Americans don't know how to think about health and illness. Our reactions are formed on the terror level. We fear the worst, expect the worst, thus invite the worst. The result is that we are becoming a nation incapable of distinguishing between casual, everyday symptoms and those that require professional attention. Somewhere in our early education, we become addicted to the notion that pain means sickness. We fail to learn that pain is the body's way of informing the mind that we are doing something wrong, not necessarily that something is wrong. We don't understand that pain may be telling us that we are eating too much or that we are exhausted by having to cope daily with overcrowded streets or highways. We get the message of pain all wrong. Instead of addressing ourselves to the cause, we take refuge in pills, thus driving the pain underground and inviting it to return with increased authority.
Unit 20. Seize. Bizarre. Conception. Incessantly. Assault. Invisible. Monster. Germ. Perpetual. Alert. Evil. Emphasis. Superbly. Equip. Repel. Demon. Maintain. Sensible. Early in life, too, we become seized with the bizarre conception that we are incessantly assaulted by invisible monsters called germs, and that we have to be on perpetual alert to protect ourselves against this evil. Equal emphasis, however, is not given to the basic fact that our bodies are superbly equipped to repel the little demons, and that the best way of preventing an attack is to maintain a sensible lifestyle.